Good morning. We're learning Hilchasitzes, Klayud Beis, Simon Gimel. Isatif Batalis. So a person wraps himself in the talis. So now, when does he make the bracha? Now, this is the opinion of the Chayadim. The Mishabura comes out not like this, that the person should make the bracha before he puts the talis on his body, while he's about to put the talis on his body, because there's a rule, we make a bracha of mitzvah over lasiyasa, which means right before you do it. And you should not do it over the over, before that moment that you're ready to start. So a person should make sure that he's ready to about to do the mitzvah and then make the bracha. Now, what is the mitzvah? So we mentioned from the Tosis says that the real mitzvah is not to put on tzitzis, put on a garment, because there's no mitzvah to put on a four-cornered garment with tzitzis. The mitzvah is once you're wearing a four-cornered garment, to make sure that it has tzitzis in it. So the mitzvah only starts once you're wearing the garment. So the Chayyadim suggests that you would put the garment on your head and then make the bracha. And that's the opinion of the Chayyadim. Mr. Burr says, no, but since it happens immediately that second that it's on your body, you have a mitzvah to have tzitzis there, by the time you make the bracha, you already have done the mitzvah for a few moments without a bracha. So you make the bracha before you put on the tzitzis, and then you wrap yourself in the tzitzis. But you have to be immediately before that moment to do so. And the Chayyadim points out, but the minhag olam is not like I said. The minhag olam is to say the bracha before you do the itzuf. While you're holding the talis, ready to wrap yourself, you make the bracha, and then a person wraps himself. So, and now the Chayyadim said you should say it standing. But if he did say it seated, you would still be yotze the mitzvah, the bracha. The bracha is not ma'akev, but it has to be standing. Now, when we say that we have to be, we make a bracha lihisatef bitzitzis, the person should wrap himself in the tzitzis. So that if that's the command, we have to be wrapped all the time. So what does that mean? So it means kederek b'nei adam shmiskasim k'susam ba'oske b'melachton pamim b'kisi rosh pamim b'gili rosh. The mitzvah tzitzis does not require that we have it wrapped around their head the whole time. The normal way of wearing it, sometimes you have it on your head as well. Sometimes you do not have it on your head as well. It means the ikur definition of ituv is on the body. The ikur point of ituv has to be around the body. And in regards to the head, it's not ma'akiv that should be on top of the head as long as it's on the body. Sometimes a person has it also on his head and sometimes not. So the Mishnah points out, but if a person which only does ituf harosh, only covers ituf around the head alone and not on the body at all, would not fulfill the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to do ituf, and ituf is on the body, not only on the head. So therefore, even the people which follow the minhag of the Sfaradim, that they do ituf around the rosh, Ravadia and others point out that immediately afterwards, you drop the talis down onto your body, and you're now fulfilling the mitzvah of ituf by having it on your body as well. The minhag Ashkenazi, according to Mishnah Berurah, is to do the ituf on the guf. At the time of the first wrapping, should already have ituf on the guf as well. So a person who wraps only around his head is doing it improperly, according to Mishnah Berurah. A person should make sure the talis goes down his back, preferably roiv the way down his back, so that he's wrapping around his body, and then on top of his head as well. Now, the Chayyadim ends off that even though there's no chiyuv because of the mitzvah of tzitzis to have the talis over your head, but nochem shechasa rosh ha-batalis, it is appropriate that you do cover your head with the talis. But we do want them, at least for the period of time it takes to walk for Amos, a person should stand with the talus wrapped around his head. So if a person puts the talus over his head, it should remain standing that amount of time, because there's an opinion that it requires a tifus harosh as well. So you want to fulfill that at least the time it takes to walk down with Amos, that was the minimum time we consider that a person was, is acting like the way people would do ituf. They would wear it as a garment around their body to help them when they were traveling, to protect their face, etc. So they would walk a minimum distance of Dalai Lama's wrapped as such. How long is the time it takes to walk Dalai Lama's? So we can point out that when we talk about the idea of 18 minutes for an 18-minute matzah, or 72 minutes for Motzei Shabbos, is based on the idea that it takes 18 minutes to walk 1 mil. A mil is 2,000 amos. So it takes 18 minutes to walk 2,000 amos, and this is 4 amos, which is 1/500th of that distance. So you would take 18 minutes and divide it by 500, and that's the time it takes to walk Dalai Lama's. So that math will give you slightly over 2 seconds. So the amount of time you have to hold yourself wrapped around your head before you take it off of your head is the time of slightly over 2 seconds. It's 18 minutes is 1,080 seconds divided by 500 gives you a little bit over 2 seconds, and so a person should hold that his talus wrapped around his head besides his body for that amount of time, and then he can take the talus off of his head and just wear it on his body and fulfill the mitzvah. Have a good morning.